Holland Casino to lengthen roulette odds to offset rising tax. Holland Casino has announced that it is introducing cost-saving strategies in order to address rising expenses and improve its profitability. The casino chain will run a pilot program to reduce players' odds at roulette and plans to cut jobs at its headquarters. These moves, which have been confirmed by a spokesperson, come as the company prepares for a sharp increase in gambling taxes next year. Switching to American roulette. The gambling tax is set to rise from 30.5% to 34.2%, which will result in an anticipated cost increase of €30 million for Holland Casino. To manage these additional expenses, the company is focusing on reducing costs and boosting revenue. One proposed measure changing the roulette tables to American roulette by introducing a double zero, as in. This adjustment is expected to decrease players' chances of winning. A spokesperson explained that it is an experiment to see what impact the change will have, and the casino has acknowledged that it may lead to players leaving earlier, which might not boost turnover. Holland Casino also plans to make significant reductions to its workforce at the Hoofddorp headquarters. While details regarding the number and types of positions affected remain unclear, the company aims to achieve a 20% reduction in headquarters costs. Currently, Holland Casino employs around 3,500 people across its locations. Related. WSOP Circuit 2025 to hold at Holland Casino Amsterdam. Raising the price of food and drink. To cover the financial burden of the increased tax, the casino aims to offset two-thirds of the costs through internal savings, with the remainder coming from revenue growth. The revenue boost may include higher prices for food and drink in its casino restaurants and bars. The company expects to finalize the details of these cost-saving measures in the coming months, with more information to be published in the new year. In addition to the higher gambling tax, Holland Casino is facing rising wages, energy prices, and interest rates. These pressures contributed to a €3.5 million loss in the first half of this year, and CEO Petra de Ruyter has warned that the upcoming tax hike could lead to further financial setbacks.